This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've had my next guest on the show a couple of times, but a citizen-led review of Wichita's budget and efficiency opportunities has been going on for quite a while. The leader, the chair of this organization is a free market economist, Michael Austin. They've now completed their analysis. They're going to be releasing the report, the analysis here very shortly, but I've got a secret copy. I've got a draft copy. Okay, I'll be honest, because I'm on the committee, but I'm going to share some of it with you now, and he joins us now. Michael, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
It's always good to be on, John. Thanks for it.
So to give a little background here, the city of Wichita is facing a budget shortfall. They got an ever-tightening fiscal situation. The 2025-26 proposed budget projected a $5.5 million deficit, and it actually gets worse in the out years, $9.3 million in 27, $10.2 million in 28. So it doesn't look good for the city of Wichita, and it primarily because they keep spending. They've also got issues like payments on the new ballpark that they've got to start paying for. They've got the new parking facility for the nursing hospital that they're going to have to start paying for. So they got issues. They got trouble right here in River City, shall we say. And really, the city leaders have taken this budget challenge somewhat seriously, but the solution is part of the problem. It's kind of where we're at, correct? This is what prompted this, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had city leaders like Councilman Glasscock kind of make a public call asking for Wichita citizens to come on down, take a look at their budget, and give it their idea about how best they can close that shortfall. And so that's kind of what our organization did. We're called the Wichita Organization for Governmental Efficiency Exchange, or just The Exchange. We're a nonpartisan alliance of economists, auditors, accountants, engineers, attorneys, public servants, all dedicated to helping Wichita close that general fund deficit and do it without raising taxes or compromising core spending services.
So, and again, I've got a copy of the draft here. I'm going to kind of go through each of the little sections. To understand Wichita's budget and service delivery in context, the group compared Wichita's performance to that of cities with similar population sizes, like, you know, cities like Springfield or Tulsa, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that kind of stuff. You looked at some peer cities and kind of compared. And one of the biggest things that I noticed was the fact that, I mean, there's sizable savings that could be gained if Wichita chose to do it, correct?
Yeah, and our thought process was, take an average Joe or Jane off the street. If you ask them how would they solve the city's fiscal crisis, they would say, well, let's find a city of a similar size or of a similar economy, and let's see what they're doing. And anything that they're doing better than us, let's go ahead and copy it. And so that was our thought process for this type of peer city benchmarking. We compared Wichita with Springfield, Missouri, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Omaha, Nebraska, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You can kind of tell that those cities have populations very similar to Wichita. They're also in the Midwest, so price-wise, they're relatively the same. Some might be have more population, some might be less. But we found that if Wichita tried to be the most efficient city out of that group of four, it could possibly save up to $75 million.
Annually.
That doesn't mean they have to follow that. Annually, exactly. Thank you. It doesn't mean they have to follow that to the T, but all it does mean is that there are opportunities out there simply from looking at other cities that they can copy and emulate. Of course, no city is exactly like Wichita, but there are going to be certain things that Wichita does that maybe other cities do better, and there may be things that Wichita does better than other cities, but that's for city leaders to find out and copy to keep their commitments to taxpayers.
One of the other areas that I noticed here was in specifically, and you guys break this down, and this report's exhaustive, but you look at a vendor snapshot where efficiencies could be found on how the city deals with vendors. And one of the areas that I was surprised with was these no purchase order, no contracts. And that's one of the things that has always frustrated me with any governmental entity is why they're doing no bid, no PO, no bid contracts. And I don't understand. I mean, you could save anywhere from 5 to 10% just by that area, just in that area alone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So just some background, the city of Wichita requires that if there is a purchase that is likely to exceed $50,000, they need to do a formal bid process. That makes sense. If it's a large amount of expenditures, gotta go through dotting the I's, crossing the T's, making sure things work out well. Well, what we had found is there were numerous vendor payments that were made without a contract or purchase order, including multiple entries that you might see in Visit Wichita, the sports park, all exceeding that $50,000 formal bid threshold. And so we thought that was a red flag. We thought that such practices can kind of expose the city to risks of overpayment or a lack of an audit trail or lack of accountability. So we just took all that, took all of those types of payments made in 2024. We did an industry standard of about a 5% savings rate, and we found millions of dollars could be saved just by getting those formal bid processes in order.
We're talking with free market economist Michael Austin about the WOGE, Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency study. One area, again, that you found was in Economic Development Review, the Wichita Tourism Contract. And this is Visit Wichita, basically. I mean, we want tourism. We want this agency that to help drive tourism because there's an economic benefit that the city can receive. But when you look at things like the $300,000 annually that they lease office space, when I guarantee you there's office space available that is an addition, you know, why do they have to have a separate facility? There's lots of areas that it seems like they're duplicating services here.
It really does. Wichita's economic development really has resulted in a lot of taxpayer exposure, taxpayer loss due to lack of oversight and, frankly, no enforcement in any way, shape, or form. Despite looking at detailed contracts and policies, we found that they're not recording their debt. They are not perfecting their collateral. They are failing to enforce clawbacks. They have allowed developers to profit without repaying back the city. And multiple tools, TIFs, CIDs, IRBs, whatever type of management agreements, they have all seemed to be misused. And that's problematic because that diverts your resources, taxpayer resources, away and puts it on infrastructure that is not only burdensome, but also has financial risk as well.
Well, you point out one of them, the Waterwalk Project, which was estimated originally, they sold this as a $70 million annual revenues. Ultimately, the city got $1 per year in rent for 2 acres of downtown property over a 99-year lease. I mean, so much for the, I can't even do the math, $69,999,999. I mean, that's a heck of a little short on that $70 million.
It's a massive bond. About, I think there's about $2.9 million remaining on at least the Fairfield Inn at the Waterwalk. And if we decided to just repay that from tourism revenues, we could save the city about $640,000 just in interest alone. So it's you know, the fat and waste is not necessarily one big chunk, though I'm sure we could find it. It's really marbled throughout the whole thing, and this is partly why we're creating this report. We want to show multiple avenues, multiple tracks that city leaders could walk down and find savings for taxpayers without having to raise their taxes.
Or without having to cut core services. Another area that even Mayor Wu has talked about is contract enforcement. There's $13 million in lost income just due to unenforced agreements. I mean, the mayor has pointed out some of the stuff in Old Town where they had parking agreements that they weren't enforcing. And then she just asked the question, well, why aren't we enforcing this?
You're exactly right. I believe we actually talk about a number of different types of revenue recovery, whether it's you're exactly right, the Old Town parking contracts, or whether it's the Stryker Sports Complex, the Wichita Ice Center, the lawsuit that we're in, or heck, it could be CID, the Community Improvement District, the tax compliance. There is a lot of just revenue recovery that, or excuse me, revenues that the city is just not collecting for in some way, shape, or form. And we think that if we have to brought back, you can not only shore up the budget, but you could give yourself a little surplus as well.
Right, without cutting core services. Michael, I'm up on my break. Do you mind sticking around? And then I want to ask you about some of the results from the resident survey that you did.
Sounds great, man.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. Their AFP Days of Action are the third Saturday of the month. It's a great way to get engaged, to make a difference in your community. You have the power to change the trajectory of Wichita, of Sedgwick County, for that matter. Make your voice heard today. Get involved. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is Michael Austin, who chaired the Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency. One of the elements of the survey that you guys did, you put out a resident survey on city budget and efficiencies to ensure that Wichita residents had a meaningful voice in the efficiency review. You guys received over 300 responses. This was a nonpartisan, and it basically gave critical insight into public opinion regarding priorities, vendor transparency, and economic development. And I, looking at the results here, over 85% of respondents suggested that the city should either review its spending before considering tax hikes or refrain from raising taxes altogether. Is that right, Michael?
Oh, that's exactly right. And a really good description you gave about our survey. Our thought process was, well, we're doing this, you know, triple track of finding efficiencies. What do Wichita residents feel? You know, do they feel one or that we're going in the right track by looking at the city and auditing it this way? And then what additional steps would they recommend? So when one of the first questions we had asked them, we said, well, frankly, which of the following statements reflect your view in terms of the Wichita city budget? One, should Wichita raise taxes to maintain current service levels? Two, should some taxes, tax increases, are they acceptable? But they're only acceptable if they're accompanied by strong efficiency efforts. Number three, Wichita should explore every possible efficiency measure before considering tax increases. And number four, Wichita should never consider tax increases of any kind. And you just hit the nail on the head. Over 85 respondents said that the city should either review spending before tax hikes or don't raise taxes at all. Only about, 11% said that Wichita should raise taxes to maintain current service levels.
Wow.
Another one said 52% of respondents said efficiency has to be considered first before going through any tax increases. So by and large, at least those who responded to our survey from a wide swath of city districts said that you cannot raise taxes on us just to cover this shortfall.
Which is good. I mean, and again, not surprising. And it's not like this is something that you put on Facebook or, you know, sent out to the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Or, I mean, this was a open to the public. So it's not like this was a partisan group that you sent this to. Another area here, Michael, that this is one that's always bothered me is that people, as you know, there's a 2% annual arts funding that is within the budget, which, look, whether or not you support the idea of art out at the water treatment plant or not, I think that you should eliminate that 2% arts funding during a budget shortfall. But you ask the question, should consider the city of Wichita's projected government fund shortfall, do you believe the city's automatic 2% annual increase to arts funding should be, and then you say eliminated or, you know, reduced or suspended temporarily. 55% of respondents favored either reducing it, suspending it, or eliminating it during this crisis. I was frankly pleased, but kind of surprised that many people wanted it basically cut or eliminated.
I was too. I was expecting, you know, at least I hear in public discourse, there's a lot of conversation about maintaining that automatic 2% annual arts. And so we put the question out there, but Wichita residents are effectively saying, no, we understand that the city has a shortfall. By all means, do something with that automatic 2% annual arts funding in order to cover it. You know, only about 35%, a little more than a third of respondents said that they wanted to keep that arts funding as is. The rest, roughly 66%, said that you have to do something with it. Either you reduce it, you eliminate it entirely, or you suspend it. And that just goes to show that these opinions were formed in free-form comments. Many emphasized the importance of fiscal balance over just a fixed funding formula.
We're talking with Michael Austin, who chaired the Wichita Organization for Government Exchange. 89% of respondents said the city should require more transparency in how vendor contracts are awarded. That doesn't surprise me. Another one is that residents have very little confidence in the city's approach to economic development. I'm a little saddened to see that, but not entirely surprised.
No. Unfortunately, it really does point to the fact that Wichita residents kind of seem to think that while there might be a lot of busy work when it comes to economic development, they don't really see the value returning to them. They don't see an ROI. We asked the question, in your opinion, which of the following should be top priorities for improving how Wichita handles its economic development? We allowed them to select up to three choices. And the biggest option that most respondents said is that they want clawbacks. Not only do they want clawbacks, they want to require clawbacks whenever developers fail to meet their promises. Number two, they said they wanted to ban deals with developers if they are in litigation with the city. I think that makes perfect sense. If you are in litigation, if you're settling a lawsuit with the city, why are you also at the same time making the deal with that same developer for more economic development? It doesn't seem like it's in the taxpayers' best interest. And then number three was a close one, but it's also important. Cut executive salaries or overhead at taxpayer-funded nonprofits. And I think this one in particular speaks to the CEO at Visit Wichita, which is making over $300,000 in an annual salary, in part funded by the general fund. And so if we're not really seeing the bang for the buck and this person is, making almost $500,000 just in an annual salary, at the very least, let's not go to the taxpayer, go to those executive salaries or overhead in order to find the savings that you need.
Yeah, hard to justify raising property taxes with Brandon Johnson wants to do, or even capturing the R&R, taking more money out of people's property taxes, forcing folks on fixed incomes out of their homes to pay someone's $400,000 salary at a nonprofit. Again, the study is called Finding a Better Way. Any idea when the public will get a chance to see this?
Well, I'm glad to say that we have effectively finished our report during the holiday on America's birthday, I'll even say. So our hope, of course, is to get this in front of the city council as soon as possible. And then, of course, once it's disclosed to the city, we can also disclose it to the public. So stay tuned. You can have your very own copy, we hope, in the next week or so.
Michael, I appreciate you, my friend. Again, nice to have a secret copy of this, and I found it fascinating reading. Appreciate your hard work and the work of your committee on this, and if you I just appreciate your diligent work on this, my friend, as always. If folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
They can, of course, find myself on Facebook or X at KS Economist. That's KS Economist, and you'll find our latest research posted there when it's ready.
I appreciate you, my friend. Carry on the fight, my brother.
Thank you, John. Until next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.